This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. On this program, we'd love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web, realestate3.com, or you can visit our Facebook fan page, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle. I'm always sending out tweets on real estate, interesting news about what's happening in Central Virginia and across the country. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com, and you can get yourself pre-approved before you buy your home in 2014. And make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. It's on every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and 11:30 at night with our friends over at Newsplex on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today is another big Sunday in the summer real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions of homes for sale, as well as a bunch of open houses today. You can also check out realestate3.com to search for your dream home anytime. Well, today on the program, we have back with us Leonard Winslow. Leonard is a senior loan officer over at Movement Mortgage. We're going to talk with Leonard about this summer's real estate market. We're also going to tune in to this, one of my favorite loan programs out there. It's the FHA 203K loan program, and it's possibly the best way to get the home you always wanted, your dream home. You can get it with this 203K loan. We'll talk with Leonard about that. Before we do that, we want to touch on this week's real estate headlines. First one up from Inman News. Five things sellers need to know before listing the home this summer. We're going to talk with Leonard about that when we get back and get his take on the five things that sellers need to know before listing their home this summer. Second news article that we sent out on Twitter from CNBC, underwater homeowners are turning into landlords. That's a topic we've talked about on this show. We've touched on it. We kind of call it accidental landlords. And for folks that are underwater that need to leave the area, renting your home out is an option in this marketplace. We'll again touch in and get Leonard's take on that as well. Another article we're going to get to, credit.com, how to fix your credit score when buying a home. We've got six interesting tips from credit.com. The fourth article posted on Twitter, it comes from PropertyWire. Foreclosed homes in the U.S. are down 35% in June, the latest data shows. That's the 17th month in a row of a reduction in foreclosed homes. It's got to be good news for the real estate market, but there is a little kind of interesting sidebar to that that we'll talk about. And lastly, nobody would know this, from the Washington Post, mortgage rates continue to hover near yearly lows. The 30-year fix this week is coming in at 4.14%. This time last year, it was 4.4%. I don't think there's anybody you could ask today if they thought that rates were lower, actually, this time this year compared to last year. Anyway, this is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. Be right back with Leonard Winslow. Please stay with us.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 29 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/Mike B.
Michael Pieczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions, MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life, been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today we have Leonard Winslow. Leonard is the Senior Loan Officer over at Movement Mortgage. Leonard, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
Jeff, is it always fun to be here with my good friend from Real Estate 3.
Hey, well, let's hit on this first before we talk about all the real estate news and before we talk about the FHA 203K loan program, which I love and I really want to dive into. Football's in the air, and I'm starting to feel really I'm one of those people who is optimistic every year about Virginia and the Redskins. I'm the optimist in the house. You have any optimism in you, or are you just...
I just look forward to the time of the year because you start smelling it in the air, the grass, the clarity of the skies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just brings back memories when I used to have to roll around in that stuff and get ready at this time of year. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm the eternal optimist. I'm hoping for probably an 8-4 season this year from UVA and the Skins.
Oh, man, you are the optimist.
Skins go to the Super Bowl.
Yes, another year where the Skins, a new year, new season, new optimism for the Skins. I'm with you. I do think, taking it one game at a time for Virginia, I think it's going to be the big upset when UCLA comes to town. You know, traveling cross country, that's never easy, and I think we're geared up. And Mike
jet
London,
lag. Go and, jet lag.
Well, and Mike London's going to have the guys all pumped, so I can't wait for that game. But let's hit the news. Five things seller needs to know before listing their home this summer. So if any of our listeners are thinking about listing their home, here are five things. I want to get your take on this. All of them I think you'll probably agree with. Number one is that staging matters. And in this article they say big time. Staging is strategically placing your furniture to make the home look bigger, and to also maybe do some painting and touch up and really, as the word implies, staging. That's a big thing. If you're thinking about selling your home this year, staging, very important. I'm sure you agree with that.
Well, I think if you're moving, I think the staging helps because you need to get rid of some things,
yes,
probably, put it in storage, open the things up, make it airier. I think people get too much clutter, and that's going to be the kiss of death for you, I think.
Yeah, the home looks bigger if you can get some stuff out. And I'm a big fan of actually taking off all of the personal photos in the home, because what I have found when we're showing property, you have the wonderful photo of the family skiing in Lake Tahoe, and instead of looking at the beautiful family room, everybody ends up staring at the photo, the beautiful family photo, and you miss kind of the ambiance of that room.
Well, I think that's true, and I think another factor is they're looking at buying somebody else's home. You want them,
yes,
to think of this as their home.
That's right.
So more of a generic picture. Now they can put in their minds what they want on that wall from a family situation.
If you don't remember anything else on this program and you're thinking about selling your home, take down the personal photos.
Yes, agreed.
And let the buyer, potential buyer, see themselves in your home instead,
exactly,
of seeing you. You and I agree on that. Number two, the market sets the price, not the owner. You and I have to kind of wrestle with that all the time because our sellers come out to us and they say, well, I owe $320 on the home and so I want to sell it for $350 so I can break even. And the world doesn't work like that. The market sets the price. The buyers coming in really could give a care about what your loan is, they are going to base it on other properties either for sale in the neighborhood or properties that have sold recently. So
I'm 100% in agreement there. I mean, your loan that you owe may dictate whether you've got a certain starting point or whether you are ready to sell right now or not, given what you've said, what the buyer might be willing to pay.
Here's a question. If you're thinking about selling your home, if you have your home on the market right now, ask your realtor. Ask them, look them in the eye and say, what is the price I need to be to sell my home in the next 60 days? Because, folks, look at the calendar. Here we are in August. Really, you have the rest of this month, you have September, you have October, and then that's kind of the ball game for the peak of the market. Once you get into November and December, the market really trails off. So there is going to be a lot of properties bought and sold in the next 60 days. But really, if your house has been not getting a lot of showing, not getting a lot of activity, you know, sometimes you have to say to your realtor, you know, what are you doing for me? What kind of activity are you doing to bring me some potential buyers? But then what you have to do as the seller is really look in the mirror at that price and, of course, the condition.
Absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one.
All right. Number three, small renovations may mean big bucks later. You and I have talked about that many times. Paint and carpet are critical. You have to be in great shape in those areas. You really need to look at the trim around your windows. You really need to, when a buyer walks into your home today, they need to immediately sense that it's well cared for. And if they see a trim on the front that does not have a nice coat of paint, and maybe the extreme part of that is maybe there's just a little touch of rotted wood that they could see.
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, the wood.
Nope, they're leaving because there's too many, even though it's, you know, it's still today, right now, a seller's market. There's too many other properties out there for somebody to look at to have to put up with those little fix-ups.
They want to be able to move in. And like I said, they're at the curb and they're looking up, hopefully up at a house that's best curb appeals, looking up. If they see rotted wood or gaps in the wood up on your eaves, they're going to say, let's keep going. Or if the front door, I have a stained door on my house. First thing I'm going to do whenever I sell my house is I'm going to make sure there's a new coat of stain on that door. Make it nice and shiny. You know, it's like that door is the opening.
Yeah, and here's another real simple one. You can't have plants growing out of your gutters. You know,
right. Oh, yeah.
When you walk up, you see it, and people have leaves and sticks, and all of a sudden there's literally green vegetation growing out of the gutters. It's like, folks, clean the gutters. In some cases, paint the gutters. That part, that's just one of those that...
That's a little thing.
If out of the corner of the eye, if the buyer sees that, I mean, you have really...
Well, the other thing is if you've got those things growing out of the gutters, they're going to say, what's growing in the attic?
Or talk to me about the filter that has never been changed. And so they're just going to kind of turn around and say, this home's not for me, unless it's in a prime location.
That or the amount they're going to offer is going to go way down. The price will go down.
Number four, incentives can help close the deal faster. You know, I have mixed emotions on the incentives. If you're offering a $2,000 bonus to the buyer's agent, that never works. I'd say don't even bother with that. But to offer $3,000 towards closing costs if you close within a certain period of time, something like that can get your attention.
Well, what I've seen is full price offer will pay up to $3,000 or $6,000. I've seen that a lot over the years,
right.
And I think that does at least open that door up for people to come in, because a lot of people, you know, their budgets may be, I've got the down payment, but I don't have the closing costs.
Mm-hmm.
They're already opening the door to say, yeah, we'll negotiate that item. And I think you're establishing a full price offer with closing costs. I think the seller will end up with a better price doing it that way than letting the agent come in and start negotiating the closing cost within the contract without the offer initially be made by the seller.
You know, I agree. Here's another service that Movement Mortgage offers. If you're selling your home, Movement Mortgage, and particularly if you called Leonard Winslow, and he'll do this for you. I'm offering your services.
Absolutely.
Here. But what I'm getting to is the flyer in the house that shows the purchase price, the sample payments under different loan scenarios from a 30-year fixed.
Three to five programs.
Yeah. And so they see purchase price, monthly payment, and then cash needed to close.
Right.
Because buyers come in today and sometimes they don't know how much cash needed to close. And then, like you were just saying, Leonard, if you offer an incentive towards closing costs, you can significantly reduce the cash needed to close.
That's absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break in just a second. We have so much more to talk about. But the last point that they said was real estate is a local business. And I get what they're saying there is that we have a lot of these national statistics. And we talk about that on the program here. But you really need to know what's going on your block to price your home right. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break and be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Hi, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage here in Charlottesville. I'd like you to think of me as your concierge lender for your purchase transactions. We're here for your every need. You call us, we'll get your loan pre-approved and processed within 7 business days, and we'll have you cleared to close in 7 business days. So please give us a call, 434-987-6712. Or check us out on the web at movementmortgage.com/MikeB.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com. This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host, with us, the Movement Mortgage man, Leonard Winslow, senior loan officer over at Movement Mortgage. Leonard, I got to get to this FHA 203K loan program in just a second. There's a little bit more on this news that I want to get to you. It's actually, we need to cover this too. How to fix your credit score when buying a home. Let me go down these 6 items and see what you think and if you want to add anything. I thought some of them were really some good advice. Number one, and this comes, it's on our Twitter feed. Jeff Gaffney, at Jeff Gaffney on the Twitter feed. Number one, again, how to fix your credit score when buying a home. Number one, from credit.com, they said fix your maxed out credit cards. And their advice was to pay it down to a 30%
balance.
That's
correct. What we know is that if you had a $1,000 credit card, pay it down to $300 and keep it open. Don't close it. If you close a card and pay it down, you've hurt yourself. But paying it down to a third of the balance is going to be a positive reflection almost immediately.
So pay down that credit card. And what you just said, number two, they said don't close the credit card. Number three was reverse the late payments. And I think what they're talking about there is get yourself current.
No, actually, they're saying if you have a late payment showing, try to get it removed.
Oh.
You know, it could have been a billing error. Mm-hmm. If you've had a card for 20 years mm-hmm. and you've had one late payment recently and it was because you moved,
I see.
A creditor is more likely to believe your story than if you had 10 late payments over the last 10 years.
I gotcha.
So if you've only had one with somebody, they might.
So where do you go? Where do you make that phone call? Back to the lender?
Back to the creditor.
Okay.
Whether it's your credit card company, your loan company, your mortgage company, whoever has reported it, you go back to them and say, hey, it might be that you really did mess up. Say, I apologize. Can you reverse it anyway?
So some good communication skills.
Absolutely.
With a sprinkle of sunshine in your voice.
Yep.
And you might get it.
That's correct.
Number four, stop credit shopping. I guess they notice, if you're opening different accounts or what's the story.
Well, the big thing there is, Christmas time is coming soon. Thanksgiving, the turkeys and all that. You go out to Kohl's. Hey, you've got a big load of stuff there. We'll give you 10% off if you apply for a credit card
Everybody
today.
Everybody offers you that, too.
They do. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to use the card. The 10% is nice, but if you use the card, are you going to pay it off? No. So you just paid probably 21%.
Right.
You saved 10, you lost 11. So, no, if you have credit cards, use them sparingly, use them the way they were designed. If you don't have a lot of credit cards, you might want to get a store card. That could be a positive over a little longer period of time.
In establishing your credit.
In establishing credit, exactly.
Number five, consolidate debt. Is that what we're saying there is if you have three credit cards to cut up two of them and bring it down to one?
No, that's not really what they're saying. If you've got one card that let's say you owe $1,000 on and you're maxed out at $1,000, you might want to move part of that balance to a different credit card.
Hmm.
Now, it may show that you now have available $2,000. Let's say it's three credit cards. You're going to spread it over three. You've now got three, three, and three. You've got 30% balances. Even though you have a credit limit of $3,000, you've actually probably helped yourself by reducing the max.
Number six, opening new credit. So that's going to help you with your. I thought that's the opposite of what we.
Well, it depends on where you are in your credit life.
Right.
If you have to open credit cards, make it strategically wise. And talking to your loan officer, if you don't have a credit card, you need to get one, because that is 35% of your score is revolving credit. So it's the credit matrix is. Installment and revolving, and then length of time. So you need to have sort of a little of everything. But that's where it's going to be on these credit items. You need to talk to your loan officer.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say, for any of our listeners, let's just make it easy. Contact Leonard Winslow at Movement Mortgage. He's going to be able to give you some counseling, some real easy tips to increase your credit scores to help you get a better loan. I want to move on now to, we're running short again, but I really want to talk about this FHA 203K loan program. And let me kind of set the table for you, and then you take over, Leonard. But in the old days, if you were looking to buy a home for $300,000 and the home is 30 years old and it needs new countertops, new appliances, possibly a new deck on it. In the old days, you would buy the home for $300,000 and you would come out of pocket another $30,000 for the improvements. It's my understanding with your FHA 203K loan, you guys have come up with a way, Movement Mortgage and working with this loan program, where you can finance those improvements into the first mortgage and keep your cash out of pocket down to a minimum.
Correct. You want my job?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I love this loan program because as realtors, we show property all the time where people will come into the kitchen and say, I just have to have the Corian counter. I have to have the granite countertops. And these homes are 25 years old and they don't have any of that.
The program is designed, came out by FHA, and they said that we've got homes that need to be fixed up. So they have two different programs. They have the 203K, I'm going to call it regular, and they have the 203K streamline. The 203K full basically says if the home has been lived in before and has a CO, you could basically build that house again from the foundation up. No holes barred, anything can go. The streamlined version, I think, is where we're really more going for the small job renovations. Yeah. They say, okay, we'll lend up to $35,000. That's the streamlined top line. Repair, replace. Those are the things you've got to remember. Repair or replace the roof. Repair, replace the kitchen. Appliances, paint, things of that nature, as long as they're not structural, can be used by this program. I did cases the other day where I think it was a $300,000 house. They were going to get $30,000 in actual hard costs, so costs that can go to do the fix-ups over and above what the other fees might be. And it only increased their cash to close by about $1,000 to $2,000 because of the increase in the $35,000. And so their payments are based on the total contract. So your house to purchase contract plus the contract with the contractor, add the two together, basically take 3.5% that, seller pays all the other closing costs, you're pretty much in the house for 3.5% to 5%.
And this is another way of looking at that loan program where it could help any of our listeners who are selling a property right now and it's in need of a little tender loving care. You as the seller, your listing agent, have them call Leonard Winslow and you could show potential buyers some upgrade scenarios to your property if it needs the new kitchen, if it needs some paint, carpet, those types of items that you personally cannot afford. You can kind of lay out the scenario for the buyer who not many buyers know about this loan program. So as a seller and as a listing agent, that can give you a real advantage.
I think that's a great idea, is that they're proactive in getting some numbers together before. Mm-hmm. Go to Lowe's and get an estimate.
Yes.
And come in, this is what we'd like to do, this is what the cost. You're not signing a contract or anything, but you've laid out some options. You've just did the realtor's job. You just put a spark in that buyer's eyes. What a great idea.
Well,
be
and,
proactive.
Yeah, and what fun you could have if you took some photos of some stainless steel appliances. You know, the buzzwords are all the granite or the Corian countertops, some nice new cabinets, stainless steel appliances. You took some photos and said, hey, here's how you can turn this kitchen around. Leonard, it's always great to have you on this program. The last thing I'll say, and then we got to go, is that rates are really pretty good. Nobody knows how good rates are right
they
now.
They are, again, I would have never, if I was a gambling man, I would have said they were going up. They've gone down over, since you said, from last year. I think it's a great time to buy and buy local.
Thank you for joining us on Charlottesville Insights. We'll see you next week. Have a great Sunday.